wives of great male writers, traditionally have played the part of being handmaidens to literature, tending the flame of genius, but rarely giving off any big sparks themselves. But after 40 years of being married to a narcissistic famous writer, the heroine of Meg Wolitzer's new comic novel, The Wife, decides it's time for her marriage to end with a big bang. Book critic Maureen Corrigan says Wolitzer's novel, in the best comic literary tradition, couches its rough truths with laughter.
Just a few paragraphs into Meg Wolitzer's new novel, The Wife, I could tell this was going to be a book I'd be recommending to all those people, everyone from my close friends to my dermatologist, who routinely but thirstily ask, "Have you read anything good lately?" What a pleasure this novel is, smart, really funny, and socially pointed, especially, as its title suggests, about the role women play in marriage, and in particular, about the second banana role women play in marriages to so-called great men. This sounds like a potentially tiresome subject, one loaded with resentment, bitterness, you know, all that strident feminist stuff. But that's where the saving stroke of humor enters in. Joan Castleman, our wifely narrator, was once a star English major at Smith, so she's up on her Jane Austen, Virginia Woolf, and Barbara Pym. Joan obviously has learned from these wry, writerly sisters that when it comes to women pointing out gender inequalities, the pun is often mightier than the sword. Joan is 64 years old, and she's been married for far, far too long to Joseph Castleman, one of those men who own the world. There are many varieties of this kind of man, Joan goes on to say. Joe was the writer version, a short, wound-up, slack-bellied novelist who almost never slept, who was as entertaining as anyone I have ever known, who had no idea of how to take care of himself or anyone else, and who derived much of his style from the Dylan Thomas Handbook of Personal Hygiene and Etiquette. If Joe is a kind of Norman Mailer knockoff, Joan is, or once was, just the kind of woman a literary lion in training would have married in the 1950s, a bookish, pretty blonde co-ed who could knowledgeably admire her mate's vital prose and retype his messy manuscripts. But a lot has changed for Joan in the decades since, as his student in a writing class at Smith, she first fell down and worshipped the then already married Joe. When The Wife begins, Joan is sitting next to Joe on a plane bound for Finland, where he's to be awarded the prestigious Helsinki Prize for Lifetime Achievement, a poor man's Nobel. He's daydreaming of thunderous standing ovations. She's mulling over the divorce she's going to demand from him after the awards ceremony has mercifully ended. Throughout the next few days in Finland, Joan fills us in on the 40 or so years of her life as Joe's better half. There was the messy confrontation with his first wife, the details of which Joe transformed into his debut novel, portentously called The Walnut. There are their three variously unhappy kids and Joe's long string of liaisons with minor poetesses and literary groupies. Joan makes sharp, comic commentary about the professional writing life and the characters who populate it, like Joe's stalker of an unauthorized biographer, Nathaniel Bone, as well as his up-and-coming rivals, like Valerian Quinnock, an amalgam of Louise Erdrich and Zadie Smith, who writes self-righteously of her childhood in a sod and snow igloo on an Inuit reservation. But best of all, what Joan is insightful about is her own situation and the limited options she had, and she suggests women still have, who want to be big-time writers. Here's the tail end of one of her ruminations. Some women work out some version involving elaborate child care or a husband who doesn't mind staying home all day with an infant, a husband who lactates, perhaps. Or maybe they don't even want babies, some of these women, and life opens out to them in an endless field of work. And once in a while, the world responds in a big way, letting them in, giving them a key, a crown. It does happen, it does. But usually, it doesn't. Joan herself was no Mary McCarthy or Lillian Hellman. She was too shy as a young woman to be an exception, and so she became a type, the wife. But in the very last pages of this droll, astute, and at times moving novel, we get a double shock of an ending, one that reveals how Joan conspired to fashion an alternative way to be a woman of letters within the confines of her time and temperament. Simone de Beauvoir, the public woman who wrote The Second Sex, would have been appalled. But Simone de Beauvoir, the private woman who lived in her own special hell with another person named Jean-Paul Sartre, would have understood.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed The Wife by Meg Wolitzer.